Big news out of Lincoln. We're all pumped up for Husker volleyball that's coming up. Boy, we all love to watch it and go watch it in person or watch it on TV. And some big news involving one of our very good friends and our KICX alum, Mr. Rich Broderson, that we can now share. Rich, officially, I think, some contracts signed. Rich, wow. You're going to be the new PA voice there for Husker volleyball. What a deal for you. Congrats. You got to be excited about this, aren't you?
I am. It's an exciting honor to be able to get behind the microphone at Bob Devaney at John Cook Arena and be able to, Husker volleyball is one of the premier volleyball programs in the United States, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to provide my expertise as a soundtrack for Husker volleyball.
I know you and I talked, backstage track. We saw each other in Lincoln for the Coaches Association All-Star Games. Gosh, what is it now? How many years public address now? I think I forgot to ask you that when we were at state track. Well, maybe I did, and I'll ask you again. How many years have you been doing this now?
Starting this fall, this will be year 36 for me.
Wow.
And believe it or not, I guess still do UNK volleyball too. I've been with them since the fall of 1990, and it's been a great run. I mean, obviously UNK was my stepping stone to get into the public address world, and then the opportunity arose with the Nebraska School Activities Association and the state championships, and 2 years later started that with basketball, and then obviously throughout time you added other sports, and so matter of fact with football and cross country this fall, that'll be year 34 for state championships.
How did this all come about as far as an opening there, the man who did the PA announcing there for the Huskers at Devaney, how did it all work out where they asked you and you accepted?
I don't know all the details, although I was reached out to and asked if I would be interested in doing it, and obviously I jumped on it pretty quick, and I guess a change was being made, and I was had the fortunate opportunity to be asked to do it, and I'm honored. We have a bunch of great public address announcers out there, and to be the one selected to do that for Nebraska volleyball, like I said, is an honor, and I'm hoping that I can bring my A game every day and provide a great atmosphere. We're just part of it, the ladies that play the game, that's who the focus is on, and we just want to make sure that it's a great environment for the fans and the athletes.
Well, you've been to Husker volleyball games before. You know what it's all about. Wow. It's, a packed house every night. Some big-time opponents, whether it be non-conference or the conference. Boy, you're going to have a lot of fun, right there courtside, calling names out and stuff like that for a lot of big matches coming up, Rich.
Well, absolutely, Rich. And I think, part of it, too, is, I don't know, a lot of people didn't know this, but this past year, Omaha added another pro volleyball team called Love Omaha, who just recently announced they're going to change the name to Love Nebraska Volleyball. It's a professional volleyball team that plays in a professional volleyball league, and I had the opportunity to announce a lot of great players, obviously with Love Omaha or Love Nebraska now. I had Jordan Larson was part of the team. The Stivens girls were part of the team. And many, many more players, from the national competition, foreign and local. It was a great experience for me just to be able to announce the top athletes that play the sport and to be able to add this now with Husker volleyball. Like I always go back to say, it's an honor. I'm very blessed.
Of course, Big Ten Conference baseball tournament. You've been doing that for the past couple of years, and I'm sure you enjoy the heck out of that too. It kind of is along the same line as state track and field. Got to go back and forth, but I know you love doing that as well, don't you?
I do. I'll go back to another alum of KICX, and that would be my dad, Max. you know, and I go all the way back to Bill Coric and company, you know, that will allow me to be a young kid to follow and go to all these sporting events, you know, all these football games when KICX covered Bison football. And I remember the road trips, and I remember, heck, I was the one hooking up the equipment. I don't think Dad knew exactly how to do that. Luckily, I caught on quick. I was able to make sure the right wires went in the right direction. And but I really caught on to the love of broadcasting, being a little follower of my dad and Larry Voisin and those guys and yourself, and, you know, and be able to work at the radio station, and got me interested in the broadcasting. Obviously went to Kearney and got a degree in broadcast journalism. Obviously I did a little of that. Then also I had the opportunity to go into athletics, collegiate athletics, and that's what I did. But the opportunity to be doing public address announcing while I was going to school, while I was working in radio and TV, you know, kept my connection to do something in the broadcast world, and I still get to do that today.
And you say that it's not going to really interfere with UNK volleyball, because yeah, you know darn well the Lopers don't want to lose you and do your outstanding work with their PA announcing during the volleyball season.
No, I, you know, for 35 years I have done UNK volleyball, and I have not seen one bad season. It's UNK volleyball in Division II is one of your top premier programs, and I've been very fortunate to be part of that. It has really made me grow in the sport, and also, you know, fine-tune my announcing. And they have the opportunity, and they'll be agreeable to let me still do UNK, and then also do Huskers is pretty cool in my eyes, and hopefully bring the A game every day, like I said.
You're still doing your work there at Kearney, still doing what you've been doing for the past number of years now?
Yep. Actually, you know, the day job is working for the University of Nebraska Foundation. I'm a development officer based out of Kearney. Obviously, our organization is spread across the state of Nebraska, because we service UNL, UNO, and the University of Nebraska Medical Center. But my focus is primarily on UNK, and I've had the honor. It was a great transition when I left as a senior associate athletic director at athletics at UNK. Went over to the fundraising world, and my main emphasis to fundraise and raise resources for UNK athletics is one of my main goals in my job, but also help fundraise for other entities with on campus too. It's been great to stay connected with the University of Nebraska Kearney. They've done so much for me and my family in the past, and I'm glad that the fine folks at the University of Nebraska Foundation works with me to allow me to do what I do.
That's terrific. You betcha. And last but not least, before I let you go, you're feeling good. I know a little scary situation a couple of weeks ago. I had a chance to see Richard Lincoln for the Coaches Association. I could not believe he was doing the PA at North Star for the volleyball basketball games, but you love doing what you're doing. You never want to miss those events, but you're feeling better, aren't you?
I am. I have to tip my cap to the fine emergency crew at McCook Community Hospital. You know, back for the high school reunion weekend, I was pumped, ready to go. Friday was great. Then Saturday hit in the morning, and I was, like, feeling not very well. And I owe a lot to Joni Coleman to get me there. And, but like I said, McCook Community Hospital ER staff and doctors were great. They diagnosed it, got me sent to North Platte, got a little stint in the heart to get me back to norm. But, you know, some life changes now moving forward. But I feel great and very appreciative, you know, to be standing, you know, where I am today.
Appreciate the time, Rich. It's always great to talk to you. And by gosh, we're going to be watching you once again, listening for these Husker volleyball games and still UNK and, of course, Nebraska School Athletic Association championships and stuff like that. You wouldn't miss those for the world, would you?
Rich, I would not. And, you know, and are you ready? How many years is this for you for KICX Sports?
It's been a while, big guy. Been a while back. I started right before you graduated, 89. So it's been a few years for both of us, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you've aged. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I need to get you a new pair of glasses too, Rich, by the way, too.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.